Jeff Holst leads the Translational Cancer Metabolism Laboratory in the Adult Cancer Program at the University of New South Wales. I'll ask him what all that means in a moment. Last year, he received a Tour de Cure grant, which was funded thanks to the fundraising of the CommBank staff initiative, Can for Cancer. He's also taken up cycling, so he was able to ride in the Tour de Cure event last week. He's here today to talk to Squizzes about his work and how raising money really helps in finding a cure for cancer. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
No worries. Great to be here.
You're a cancer metabolism researcher. You better talk us through that one.
So hopefully metabolism is something that we all understand. Often when I'm trying to talk about science, I get quite technical. You know, metabolism is something that really, it's no different for us than it is for the cancer cell. We need to eat in order to survive, in order to feed all of our body. And the cancer cell needs to eat in order for it to be able to grow and take over and become a cancer. And so what my lab is really trying to understand is how the cancer cells take up nutrients and process those nutrients. And in essence, what we want to do is to find a way to be able to starve the cancer cells specifically and not the normal cells. And in that way, we can kill the cancer cells.
Jeff, I'm hoping you can tell us you've made some breakthroughs on this. It's obviously front of mind for lots of people.
Yeah, so when I'm talking about cancer, I really try and bring things back to what makes a cancer cell different from a normal cell. And the easiest way to do that, particularly because I work on prostate cancer and breast cancer, is to bring that back to development and what happens during puberty. So with both prostate cancer and breast cancer, they're driven by hormones. And in the same way, during puberty, hormones are what drive a teenager to grow really rapidly. But the other thing that happens during that rapid growth phase as a teenager is that they'll eat you out of house and home. So what our lab has discovered is that there are pumps on the surface of cancer cells that are often driven by these hormone pathways, and those pumps are increased in number, and they are like the little mouths that feed the cancer cells. So if you think of a normal cell might have, say, 10 pumps, and the cancer cell might have 10,000 pumps. In that way, it can bring in lots more nutrients, even though it's living in the same environment. And so the cancer cells have become specialized in being able to get nutrients from our adult bodies and to use them to be able to take over and grow. And so we've discovered one particular of these pumps that's increased in a number of different cancers, in prostate cancer, in melanoma, in breast cancer. And what we're trying to do is to basically block those pumps, thereby starving the cancer cells.
Just as you were talking, I'm thinking your job must be so addictive, because every time you make some little breakthrough, you're like, okay, now I've got to get to the next breakthrough. It must be just such an addictive line of work, I think.
Yeah, it certainly is. And, you know, we don't do this unless we're passionate for it, because it is hard work. Just trying to get the funding that we need for this research. You know, we have these ideas, we're excited about them, we're passionate about what we do, but getting funding is just so difficult. Last year, the government grants only funded 9.5% of all applications that were put in. You know, we want to get in there and we want to be able to do all of this work and keep the discoveries coming, but getting the funding to do that is just so difficult.
Which is where the Can for Cancer initiative comes in. That's something that has supported you in the past, Tour de Cure and big corporations like the Commonwealth Bank. How important is that funding?
The funding is critical. It is, especially in this time with COVID, where a lot of events weren't being able to be run. You know, we were fortunate that we had money raised before COVID that kept us going, and that was able to fund one of our young researchers in the lab to actually do the work. We got $200,000 from Tour de Cure, from the Can for Cancer initiative, and that money was really critical for driving some of these projects. And so if we don't have that money, we can't actually do the research. We can't actually make these breakthroughs that could be, you know, the next treatment for prostate cancer.
You've got the mic, Jeff. Your final word. What's your message to people listening?
Well, you know, having been a part of the Tour de Cure Can for Cancer ride this year, you know, I just so loved seeing the passionate riders out there. You know, I just wanted to thank everyone, I guess, for all the work that they've done. And, you know, you can keep fundraising, you know, beyond the ride. So keep going, because the research that we're doing really relies on your generosity and your ability to get out there and fundraise. So, it'd be great to see everyone back there next year again, and, you know, just continue trying to do what you can to support our research.
Yeah, I'll make sure I pop a link to Can for Cancer and everything you can do to either take part or donate in your episode notes. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
This interview is brought to you by our podcast partner, CommBank.